Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting 7th. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Paquette moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brett. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Carbo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carbo. Mayberry moves to third. Paquette moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter is walked intentionally. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive towards third. Hobson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. Carbo moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dave Nelson pinch runs for John Mayberry. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens strikes out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Fisk reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Freddie Patek. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Josie Depp pinch runs for Pete Lockhock. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Doyle covering, for the out. Zdeb moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.